News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. That's sort of my story, but to tell you the truth, it was usually me begging, knocking, please, someone help me, because I've lost my keys. I locked them in the car. I left them under the door. You name it, I have done it. And so I was so excited when Howard Seaton, our ADX marketing consultant, came to me and said, guess who's going to be on the show? Chris Roney with Ace on Locks. And I'm so excited, Chris, to have you here.
Here we are.
I'm going to do a testimony right now. I think I personally, and I say this with much humility, have kept you and Jenny in business for many years.
For a while, yeah, for a while.
Seriously, yes. I'm not making this up, right?
Yeah, we were a good customer for a long, long time. You still are a good customer, right? Yeah. You don't need me as much in emergencies
now.
It's
your fault.
It was, yeah, I know, right?
No, I'm a very busy person. I'm not necessarily scatterbrained, but I can't explain it. I had my car. I locked it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Keys in the car, lots. Yep, lots. Did that a lot of time. But I also had an older vehicle.
Yep,
so it didn't have the little fob thing.
The house.
The house. Yeah. All my houses.
That's right.
Because I've moved quite a bit.
And we rekeyed some houses.
Yes, you did.
We were pretty busy, So I like it. That was great.
And the reason is because, here's why. They're dependable. They will be there 24/7. I have used them at all times, day or night, all kinds of weather. It doesn't matter. Especially during the holidays, weekends. I don't call at like 10 in the morning on Monday. Mm-hmm. I'm usually calling you guys at like 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Yeah, I have a saying that we're like Waffle House. We're always open.
Right.
People don't realize, you know, we're always open.
You are always open. And so I'm grateful for that. And it's your fault. I told him, I said, the reason I don't call as much is because he finally suggested to me, Meg, it might make sense for you to have one of those fake rocks.
I put myself out of business.
You did, because I put the little key in there.
I'm really good at that. Yeah. They make all kinds of creative ways to hide keys now. So we came up with something that worked for you.
They are reasonable. They are just the best people. Their team couldn't be friendlier. They always held my hand because typically, when I lock myself out, I'm on my way somewhere, and I'm in a hurry, and it's inconvenience, never just an easy thing. And so Ace Unlocks, I want to talk a bit about your business. Tell everybody how you guys got started. I love your story. So tell the story about how you started Ace Unlocks, because it's pretty much the American dream, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'll give you the whole story. It's funny, you know, when I got to really talking about it, I don't know that I fully ever told the story until I was actually playing golf with the UWF president, Manny Diaz.
Yes.
And because he asked me the same question.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, Ace Unlocks was initially supposed to be a vending machine company.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. So I played golf at University of West Florida, and I was a scholarship golfer. And was there for several years, played 4 years. Anyway, hurt my wrist, couldn't play.
Right.
And there was also another guy there. His name is Charles Stead.
Mm-hmm.
And he played on the golf team as well. And he became my business partner. Well, we knew we wanted to, we were entrepreneurs. We knew we wanted to work for ourselves. We just didn't know what we wanted to do.
Right.
So we thought, well, so we brainstormed and we thought, back then, I mean, this was, you know, back in 98.
I was going to say, this is a while ago.
Yeah, so, and it was almost like UWF was kind of a food desert.
Right.
So, and students were like, we would go to the computer lab, which, mm-hmm. you know, and there was no food in there. So we thought, man, let's see if we can put some vending machines in there.
Oh.
So I'll never forget it. So I showed up and I didn't know what I was doing, but I went up to the university and just walked in. I'll never forget the guy's name. His name is Lee Monk.
Mm-hmm.
I said, we want to put vending machines at UWF. And I was pretty excited about it, and he could tell I was excited about it. He goes, well, no one's ever asked me that. Let me see what we can do. So
it's a great idea.
So we ended up getting it to where we were going to put 5 vending machines at mm-hmm. UWF, and that was what we were going to do. And then right in that interim period, like, we had the machines, like, we almost purchased right there.
Right.
And a friend of ours locked himself out of his car.
Uh-oh.
And Chuck was just very nonchalant. He used to be a tow truck driver.
Oh.
And we couldn't come up with $65 between us because it was expensive. It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he just kind of nonchalantly looked at me. He goes, well, I can unlock it.
Oh.
And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. So we went out and he unlocked the car. And I just looked at him and I was like, what are we doing? We don't need this vending machines. This is a really cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, oh, okay, well, you know, and that's how it was born. So we started what we didn't understand. So I went back to Lee Monk and I was like, hey, we don't want to do vending machines. We want to unlock cars. He just thought I was crazy. I'll never forget the look. He was like, yeah. So what he allowed us to do, though, was put, we got to put our stickers and our business cards up at every, back then they were called the red phones at
right.
UWF. They're still there. If you go on UWF, they're still there.
That's funny.
You pick it up, there's no dial tone anymore.
Yeah, it's the emergency phones.
I was trying to find one with my old sticker on it the other day, but they're long gone. And it was, we were so poor, we didn't have phones back then, so we had pagers.
Oh gosh! I remember pagers.
I don't know whether it was you'd laugh or cry about it, but you would if you're locked out of your car, you would text, you would page us, and we would call you. So Chuck and I would run back to one of the red phones, and we would call you back.
Mm-hmm.
But the deal was, we were unlocking the cars for $20.
Wow!
So that because students are poor. We didn't have any money.
Right.
So we still unlock those cars for $25. I had to go to $25 just because, but because you can't send anybody wherever for $20.
Right.
But we're still unlocking students' cars at UWF to this day for
$25. Wow. That's great. And that's how it all got started?
Yeah. And, what we didn't know is, at the time we thought, we'd unlock one or two a week. We were unlocking one or two a day.
Right.
And we had no idea. So at $20 a piece, and it was all cash. We thought we were rich. After about a month of unlocking cars, we looked at each other. We were like, "Man, we need to get a safe or something." So I don't
know. An accountant.
So, yeah, he's like, "We're putting it in the bank." I'm like, "Oh no, let's not. Let's just look at it. It looks so cool." we were starving students. We didn't have any money. So anyway, that was fun. That's fun. It's fun looking back on stuff like that.
Well, it's certainly grown over the years. If you just joined us, I'm talking with Chris Roney. He's with Ace Unlocks. If you've got a question about locks, this is our expert. We're the expert panel. And I promise you, I've known him for years. He has rescued me on multiple occasions, all times of days and nights. 850-437-1620. So let's talk a bit. Now you're no longer just you and your buddy, right? Now it's you've advanced into a legitimate company with several different guys that work for you, a whole team. Talk about where you are now and some of the services that you do provide.
Well, what we discovered very quickly, and all those years ago, was that there was a lot more to it than just unlocking cars. We would get phone calls for people who had lost their keys, and we just had to say no.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know what we were doing, and what do you do? Well, no one could. There was no school. You couldn't go to school for this.
Interesting, yeah.
So we actually made a deal with a local salvage yard.
Uh-huh.
And we said, hey, look, if you'll let us come, can you give us a place where we can go pull locks out of cars and see if we can make these keys?
Huh.
And so he let us go in there. He gave us a little section.
Kidding.
And in return, we would make keys for him to start his cars to see if his motors ran.
When, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, it was all called Apex Auto Parts.
Uh-huh.
So, way back, it's gone now. It was up off of 9 Mile Road. it was, but anyway, that's how we got to making keys.
Right.
So, and that is kind of our issue right now, even still 30 years later. My wife Jenny is 100% correct. Our name, we have people recognize the name, but it kind of just says to everybody we unlock things. They don't realize that we make keys.
Right.
That we can rekey your house.
Mm-hmm.
That we can. I mean, sure, we can unlock your house and we can unlock your car. But if you need your house rekeyed, we can do that. If you need your business rekeyed, we can do that. And even more importantly, if you lose the keys to your car, even the new cars, up to 2026, anything, now you get in your car, you don't turn a key anymore, you push a button. Well, when you lose those keys, we can make those.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also.
And I've come to you when I got my new car to get the second one, my third one, because I need to have a couple of copies.
We do it all the time.
Right?
And one of the nice things, I think it's just part of being, a small business. People come in and they don't realize, these are advanced pieces of technology carrying around there. And there's all kinds of things you don't realize. I'm getting off on a tangent. Do we have time to get off on a tangent?
Yeah, you do. That's why it's great. It's a half hour.
So you walk. Because this happens all the time for people who come into the shop.
Mm-hmm.
They tell a story and they say, I went to the shop. I went to Walmart or whatever. And I got out of my car, went and shopped, got my stuff, came back. And now my car door won't open.
Oh.
So, and it's because the battery was getting weak and it just happened to happen at that moment. And they're locked out.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't realize, some people don't realize there is an actual key insert in the fob. You can pull it out.
Someone I know taught me that.
That's right. They also don't realize that there is an actual lock in your car, even though they hide them now.
Mm-hmm.
They're well hidden. There are a lot of times they're hidden behind a little piece of plastic or the manufacturers hide them now, so you can't see the lock. So you put the key in the lock, you open your door, and then, of course, now what? Your alarm goes off. Mm. But you're in the car, but you can't start the car because the battery's still dead in the key fob.
Right.
But there's a little place that you can put the key fob, and or you can push the button with the key fob, and that'll get the car to start one time so you can drive your car where you need to. So you're never stuck. So we teach people how to do that.
Nobody tells you that when you walk, drive off with a car.
No, a lot of times they don't know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's what we do. So you get a little bit of education when you come in, too. And I think it's valuable. You know, it's one of those things that happens. You think, oh, it's not important until it happens.
I know. I'm not checking my fob battery.
No one does.
We're talking with Chris Roney. He is an expert on keys and locks and so many different services that they provide with Ace Unlock. So if you've got a question, be sure and text it in at 850-437-1620. And I've got a comment here. Ace Unlocks helped me out before, saved me when I was locked out of my car, arrived quickly, and the technicians were great.
Yeah. Hey, awesome.
See there? Awesome. I can attest. I will continue to be one of your best spokespeople.
That's nice. They wrote in to say that we did a good job. That's pretty cool.
Well, the thing that's difficult is that these things never happen when you want them to. It's never convenient. It's never at a good time.
No.
It's life-altering. And the thing that I have always found, and I can say this, is that the timeliness of your response. Sometimes you can call a company like this where you're looking for immediate service, and immediate means 2 hours later, 3 hours later. And I don't think I've ever waited maybe more than 20 minutes,
like that. We really try to keep it under 45.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Some funny. Some people will say, we'll tell them, hey, we'll be there in 30 or 40 minutes. And they're upset. They're like, golly, you know.
haven't waited 2 hours.
One, I don't have a helicopter. it's one of those things where you can't get a pizza in 45 minutes. So, mm-hmm. we can usually get out there pretty fast.
Yeah.
And, you're right. You never do it. It always happens when you're in a hurry.
Absolutely.
It always does. So one of the busiest times, it's funny.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you see trends of times of year and things? I bet you the holidays are big.
It is. It depends because I'll tell you what it does. It's routines. Mm. When you get out of your routine,
right.
You start we have our routines. So mm-hmm. what are the things that mess up routines? Well, early morning rainstorms, right?
Yes.
When it's really cold in the morning, you got to go start your car. And, so you get out of your habit. What do? Mm-hmm. You lock your keys in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Or you lose your keys at work because there's a storm coming. And it's just, there's all kinds of things that will make you, your kid calls and he's sick or the school calls, you got to go pick up your child. Mm-hmm. It puts you out of your, anything that gets you out of your normal routine mm-hmm. will tend to make you do things that, cause issues, right? And for most people, it's either locking themselves out of their car or house or also losing their keys. So.
Oh, I've done just very simply, very stupid, where I was really in a rush. I'm picking up a bunch of stuff. I have this to take to this meeting. I'm taking this. And I got this book, and I pick it up, and I go, and I have an automatic. I can lock from the inside, mm-hmm. my outdoor lock. So I lock it from the inside, and I go out, and I slam the door, and I go, oh, no. As soon as I do it, I know that the keys are in the house.
Yep.
As soon as I do it. And you're right, because I was out of my routine. I was rushing. I was mm-hmm. trying to think of everything. And that's just life, right?
There's all kinds of things, that the manufacturers have tried to do to make it to where that doesn't happen. But there's no 100% remedy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when the satellite, GM called it, General Motors had the, I can't think of it, where they could unlock
the car. Yes. I know what you're talking about.
It's not HomeLink.
I know what you're talking about.
Anyway.
It was at the top of the, I know exactly what you're talking about.
You
it was the
little vehicle. Button, and they would, yeah. So everybody thought, oh, that's it. We're never going to need the locksmith again. It doesn't work. Yeah, OnStar. That's
OnStar,
it.
OnStar, that was it. Yes, that's right.
It doesn't always work if you're parked under a tree. I mean, you have to be in a wide open field, right. And the weather has to be perfect, and it just doesn't always work. There's apps on phones now, and those don't always work. So people get locked out all the time. It's still very common. We still do, anywhere from 10 to 15 lockouts a day.
No kidding. That's
cars,
so...
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so if you're listening and you just locked yourself out, mm-hmm. what's the number? How do they reach you?
850-505-7545.
And what I would recommend, Ace is under A. I put mine, it's the top of my list of my contacts with the number. Put it in there now. You never know when you're going to need it.
Locksmith, yep.
Okay, so I have to ask you, I've wanted to ask you this for years. What is one of the craziest lockout situations you've ever been called to? Because I'm suspect that you have seen it all. Because for me, when you talk about not being convenient, I do think that at one point I got locked out in my pajamas, if I remember correctly.
That happens. That actually happens a lot. Not just pajamas, but we've had them unfortunately be completely naked.
No.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah, they walk out of the shower and happened a lot. It used to happen a lot more when people smoked more. They would walk out, they would have a cigarette, and they would call me and they would tell me, hey,
oh
look,
my goodness. this?
Could you unlock the front door? I'm in the back. And I'm like, well, I'll come around the back. And they're like, no, don't come around the back. I'm like, well, I don't want to come around the back either.
What do they say, Chris? You're not going to believe this, but
everybody, and listen, everybody thinks they're the only person to ever do it.
Right.
And really, and they also think that we're just sitting on the side of the bed smoking a cigarette waiting on them to call.
So how
do they're just, so it's one of the, you know.
How do they show their ID?
Oh, gosh, I know.
So it is.
Well,
funny.
You know, that's one thing about your business. I guess there's never a dull moment.
No.
I mean,
no.
You never know what to expect from day to day.
It is always something different. And, you know, and you're dealing with the public, right? So it could be absolutely anything. We've had people walk into the shop handcuffed before.
Yeah.
You know, because they were playing with a set of handcuffs and didn't know they're walking. Oh, yeah, I shouldn't be doing, you know, stuff like that.
That is wild.
We've unlocked the same car 3 times in one day.
What was that mean?
To the point, no, it's not you. That was not you. You did it back-to-back days, though, I think.
I did.
You did back-to-back days.
I did.
Did they have clothes on this time?
And they all have clothes on, yeah.
I had my clothes on. Yep. I just want to clarify. Yep. That was not me.
Yeah, we unlocked the same truck. I'll never forget. It was a same truck 3 times. When, by the time I got to the third, it was the end of the day. I just felt bad for the guy. I just unlocked it, and I was like, here, man, thanks.
Was drinking a factor?
No. No, he was just having a rough run, I think.
I suspect you get a few calls to Seville Court or some places downtown or the beach every once in a while. Yep. This is Chris Roney. He's a new guest here on Ace Unlocks. Listen to me. But Pep Talk, I'm so excited to have Ace Unlocks here, 850-437-1620. And just to make a note of it, if you wanted to know, they do residential. We've talked about cars. You also do commercial.
Yes.
As well. So you do service basically everybody that has a lock or a key.
Yeah. If you have a key and if it goes in a lock, we can generally handle it. So it's anything to do with any kind of locks.
Okay.
So.
I've got a listener just in a couple of questions.
All right. Let's go.
All right. How hard is it to rekey a 2025 BMW 330 at your store?
That's a tough one. But there's most of those don't have their push to start, most
mm-hmm,
of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we could rekey the door lock pretty easily.
Mm-hmm.
The thing to do would be to come in and let me have a look at it, because on some of those you can delete the keys,
right,
and then so no anybody that has a key except for the one that we have that's the only one that'll work, and then we could also rekey the lock itself. The mechanical portion. So if that key was stolen and they felt like somebody could get in their car, we could make it to where, they couldn't get in. We do it all the time.
Wow. Okay. And then I got another question for you. How late do you make house calls in Milton?
Pretty late. I mean, we've got a guy running 24/7. So,
okay.
And I will say, so a typical service call during the day is usually around $75 or $85, depending mm-hmm. on where you're at. Milton, it's around 100 to 125, you know, in the evening.
Because you're based out of Pensacola.
Yeah, because we're based out of Pensacola.
Right.
But if you called in the evening and you were locked out of your house, it'd be, $100 to $125 we'd come out.
Mm-hmm.
And we try not to rekey homes, I'll tell you. If you're rekeying a home at night, it's usually not good.
Mm.
I used to do that, and then I realized this is not good, because it usually ends up being something domestic.
There's a story.
It took me a while. I mean, I was kind of naive. I was young, and I didn't realize what I was doing. You know,
people were called.
So I just come and rekey the house, and the next thing I know, there's people upset, and I'm like, oh, wait, maybe I should leave.
Interesting. See, that's what I was talking about, some
all
of the
kinds
stories.
Of stuff. Oh, yeah,
there
all
you
kinds
go.
Of stuff.
Well, one thing I want to mention, too, is that I've had the privilege of knowing Chris and Jenny Roney for many, many years, and one of the things that I admire about them, in addition to having this very successful small business and the fact that they've saved my life on more than one occasion. The other thing that I'm impressed by the two of you and your whole team is that you guys have local roots and you do so much in the community. You are supporting the Blue Wahoos. You support all the different, I don't know how many boards between the two of you you're on. I see pictures. I just saw pictures of you at Fiesta.
Yes, yes.
If you're on Facebook, I don't know. I'm tired looking at your schedule. You're everywhere. But you know what that says to me, being a former chamber exec? To me, it makes a big difference when a small business, which you're not so small anymore, but has an investment in the community. That means that you have an investment in me as your customer.
Yes.
And I really appreciate that. And I wanted to say that on the air,
well, thank you.
Not just because y'all are friends, but also because you do so much in the community. Talk a little bit about some of the things that are close to your heart.
Yeah, we believe, we're big believers in giving back, because, you know, so for me, UWF is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And what you saw the other day was I was just nominated the Board of Trustees.
I saw that, which, congratulations. I can't think of anybody more deserving.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm really looking forward to it. My first big meeting is tomorrow, actually.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
As they say in the theater, break a leg. Yeah,
that's right. So UWF is very near and dear to my heart, as mm-hmm. well as Jenny's, you know, because it's given us so much, and we want to make sure we're giving back. So, and then also, just to the community itself, you know, there were a lot of there's there's certain people, and they've been there from the beginning that, you know, gave us a start to really help. Pete Moore Chevrolet, Sandy Sanching Chevrolet, all the, you know, they were there for me when I first started.
And I suspect they're a great source for you,
man,
all.
Yeah, we go there all the time. Frontier Motors also. I mean, these were the accounts that they were there very early on, and so I noticed that they were giving.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
I mean, that was the thing. Like, you know, it was Pete Moore back then, and of course Lauren Cutter now. And
right.
They give nonstop, and Sandy Sansing. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Pete Moore just gave vehicles for the lifeguards on the beach.
I mean, they're just so I just kind of took a note, a page from their book, and I thought, man, this is what you do, right?
Mm-hmm.
The community supports you, you support it back. And then guess what? It supports you even more.
Right. No, I know.
I mean, it really is. It's pretty amazing. And I'm so grateful to Pensacola, the greater area. And also we've got such good leaders. I mean, Quint, Stewart,
yes.
I mean, you know, just amazing. Pensacola Ice Flyers, you got Greg Harris.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we live where everybody vacations, but I don't think people realize what a special place we live in.
Oh, it is, very much.
It's still a secret. Mm-hmm. If everybody knew, it would be just inundated. Of course, it is changing. You know, it's growing.
Yeah, but the secret is the community and businesses like yours that are based and rooted in the community.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan. I'm sure the listeners are thinking, wow, she really likes Ace Unlocks. Well, when you've had your life saved multiple times and they're very dependable, I can highly recommend them. So I'm excited you're on the show. Is there anything we haven't touched on today that you'd like to talk about?
I can't think of anything else. I mean, I'm going to come back in a couple of weeks, I think. So
good, okay.
Maybe we'll get to do this again and again and do some cool stuff.
Okay, so let's give that important phone number out. Get this in your phones and have it handy.
Save it before you need us.
850-505-7545. And you do it. Go ahead.
We'll remember. We'll do some cool stuff with that too. When you save that number, there's other things you can save in your phone too that'll also save you money and time. So we'll get into that next time.
I love that.
A little teaser for this.
Okay.
Time.
Do you have like a, you know how some places have multiple use deals? I should have gotten one of those.
A punch ticket, a package deal.
Freak a flyer.
Okay, give that phone number one more time. Chris Roney with Ace Unlocks.
850-505-7545.
Okay, y'all, put it in your phones today. Chris, I'm excited to have you on the show.
Thanks, this is great fun.
This
is awesome.
Hey, Jenny.
Hello.
This has been Pep Talk. Remember today as you go about your day, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and find the time to love now. Have a great day.